Kate, have you seen Michelle and Kitri? We need to start.
Michelle was sitting on the bench swing with Anthony down by the lake, mudhole. Here she comes now.
And Kitri?
No idea.
All right. We'll lead the opening song without her. Ian, you have those words ready on the projector?
Yep, got them, Dad.
Great.
This is the final hour of the Brinkman Adventure Missionary Camp, and the scheduled speaker made it for the closing session. I think you're going to enjoy this incredible true story.
Take a seat, everybody. Well, it looks like we all survived that crazy night. Susan and Mike are resting comfortably in our cabin. We'll be sticking around here an extra day or so until she feels ready to travel. Thanks for all of your love and support. This camp certainly wasn't what I had planned or expected, but God has done some deep work in my heart these last 2 days, and I trust your hearts as well. As you know, we had planned on having Carl Ralston address us during 6 different sessions. That wasn't meant to be. Carl, you only have 1 session, so let's not waste any more time. It's all yours, brother.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for having me. I've been a businessman all my life. Over the years, God has blessed my work, but I felt He wanted me to do something different. I thought maybe He wanted me to be involved in some type of ministry. So I began attending a nearby seminary. One of my professors taught me about Galatians 2:20, which says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." My professor explained that Jesus can live through us, and other people can experience his love through us. I wanted this desperately for myself. Every day I asked Jesus to live through me, but the more I prayed, the more silent God seemed to become. I couldn't sense his direction, and he seemed so far away. This went on for almost a whole year. And one day, I talked to my professor about it.
"Carl, I don't know why God isn't speaking. What you're describing, though, is what some people call the dark night of the soul. I don't know if you know this, but in the old days when they built a sailing ship, the center mast had to be the strongest part of the whole boat. They would go to the top of a hill and find a tree that was pretty straight and then cut all the trees down on the top of that hill. In the next year, that tree would greatly increase in size and density because it had to face the wind all by itself. You're like that tree, Carl. You're being forced to rely on God blindly. Perhaps he's doing this to strengthen you for whatever lies ahead."
"Thanks, Professor."
"You bet. Hey, you coming to the mission conference tonight at chapel?"
"Oh, I totally forgot about that."
"There'll be a couple of pretty interesting speakers."
"We'll see." I ended up attending that meeting, and the missionary told the story of a Vietnamese girl named Nhu who attended their school and church in Cambodia. She accepted Jesus as her Savior, was baptized, and often shared the gospel with others. The missionary showed us a picture of her singing in the choir with 3 of her best friends. I remember thinking, how cool is this? Here's this 13-year-old girl who lives on the other side of the world, and we're worshiping the same God. Looking at her face, I could see the love of Jesus shining through her. But then the missionary told us about the terrible thing that happened to Nhu.
"Where have you been?"
"At church, Grandmother."
"Ow! You know I don't like those people.
I'm sorry."
"You should have stayed home to help me today."
"I can help you now. What would you like me to do?"
You must get all your clothes and put them in this bag."
"Are we going on the trip?"
"Yes."
"Grandma, where are we going?"
"He's here. Get your bag."
"Who is here? I don't understand."
"Come in."
"Is she ready?"
"Yes."
"Is this the girl?"
"This is Nhu. No, you must go with this man and work for him in his hair salon.
Why can't I stay?
Because your grandmother sold you. Now you work for me.
You must obey this man. He is your master.
Grandma, no!
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. The missionary told us they hadn't seen Nu for 3.5 years, and if she was still alive, she was likely working as a slave somewhere in Cambodia. As he was wrapping up his talk, I sat there, quietly weeping. And it was then that God chose to break the 11 months of silence.
I'll be up front if you have any questions.
Sir. Sir, God has been silent for the last 11 months, but he just spoke.
He did?
Remember Nu. He said, remember Nu. Do you have a picture of her?
Yeah. Here.
Oh, thanks. Can I keep it?
Of course.
What did God mean by remember Nu? Did she die? Did he want me to build a statue for her, pray for her, go look for her?
Carl, you coming to bed?
Yeah, just a sec, hon.
Still looking at tickets?
Yeah.
That's a long ways away.
Oh, I've been reading about the weather in Cambodia, Laura. It's hot. I don't handle the heat very well.
Yeah, going there would be hard.
Yeah, but I just can't get the words remember Nu out of my head. I've told God that until the day I die, I'll do everything I can to stop kids from becoming slaves. And I've also told him I'd look for Nu.
Well then, what are you waiting for?
So I left for Cambodia. While I was there, I learned that 90% of the Vietnamese refugees live along the Tom Lasan and Mekong rivers. I hired an interpreter and began walking up and down the riverbank, showing people the picture and asking if anyone recognized her. Why do they live on these houseboats?
This river floods. Their houses wash away, so they live in boats.
Here he comes. Can you ask him if he knows any of these four girls in this picture?
Cho hỏi, bạn có biết vài cô gái này không?
Không, tôi không biết.
No, he doesn't.
Thank you.
Come on. Those people in the white boat might.
Excuse me, do you recognize any of the girls in this picture?
No, I don't think so. Sorry.
Mr. Roston, we take rest? You look tired.
I'm fine. Let's keep moving. I spent a week over there, going up and down the rivers. It was so hot. I'd wear this brown safari hat and would drape a wet towel over my neck to keep me cool. The people were all very helpful, but nobody knew any of the girls. I have a couple of pictures. Could you put those up on the screen, please?
Can you move over, Gracie?
Sure.
There. That's the Mekong River.
Where have you been?
Just walking around.
This is me and my interpreter.
Chitri, you need to be in the sessions.
Sorry.
I decided to write my thesis on how to start safe houses for girls like Nu. I visited safe houses all over the world and asked them what worked and what didn't. I also asked them what they would do differently if they were to open another home. I gained so much knowledge in this short time, but I kept hearing the words, remember Nu. So I booked another trip to Cambodia, and this time I caught a break.
I hear you look for a girl.
Yes, I'm looking for a young woman named Nu. Here's her picture.
Why you look for Nu?
I want to help her.
Rich American coming to help a little slave girl. That makes no sense. I don't believe you.
I'm a Christian. I heard her story, and I know God wants me to do something about it.
This is very unusual.
It is the truth, sir. I would not lie to you.
Do you need help?
Yes, I do.
You have money?
Yes. I would pay you for your time.
I am Nu's uncle.
Do you know where she is?
No, but I will help you to find her.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My name is Carl Ralston.
My name is Hung La. Pleased to meet you, Carl Ryson. You live close to here with her grandmother. Somebody will help us here.
Let's try that woman. Excuse me. Do you recognize this girl?
Xin lỗi, anh có nhận lộ khai này không?
Không, tôi không biết con nhỏ này, nhưng tôi biết con nhỏ kia.
She says she recognized the other girl, not you.
Oh, that's great. If we find the other girl, she may lead us to Nu. Ask her where she is.
Anh có biết có ai ở tao không?
À, không, con bé này nó đã dọn xuống và nó ở dưới dòng sông kia mà.
She said girl is dead.
Oh.
Không,
no.
Tôi chắc chắn là nó đã dọn xuống ở dưới cuối sông kia.
She said girl died.
Oh.
No, I said she go down to the river.
What?
I'm sorry, Carl. She used a different word. I didn't understand.
Tôi không có dùng từ nào khác. Ông là người nói láo.
Let's go down river and try to find her.
We searched for 3 more days, but we didn't find the girl. So I returned home. I went to Cambodia 3 more times in the next 2 years. Hung faithfully interpreted for me, and I continued to pay him for his time, but we didn't find Nu. It was like she had vanished. Meanwhile, I kept working on my master thesis paper and finally graduated.
You made it, Carl. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Professor.
So now that you're done with school, what are your plans?
I intend to start a safe house in Cambodia. I want a home ready for Nu when we find her.
You've been over there, what, 5 times? Do you really think you'll find her?
Well, the words remember Nu haven't left me. One day I'll find her. Or at least I'll find out what happened to her.
Carl, I don't want to discourage you, but writing a paper about starting a safe house is much different than actually doing it.
Yes, Laura and I realize that, but we feel this is something God wants us to do.
Then I'll be praying for you.
Thank you, sir.
Keep me posted.
Oh, I certainly will. Carl Ralston?
Carl Ralston, this is Hung La.
Hung? What's going on?
We found one of the girls in the picture. Can you come to Cambodia?
Oh, I'll be there as soon as I can. Hung, I am so grateful for your help these last 2 years. Thank you.
You're welcome, Carl. This is the where she lives. Hello, is your daughter here? We'd like to talk to her.
Tại sao ông muốn nói chuyện với nó? Nó không có ở đây đâu.
She ran out the back door.
They probably think we're slave traders. I stop her. We're not going to hurt you. We're looking for your friend and need your help.
Who you look for?
Hey, Nu, this girl. Look.
I do not know the person.
That's you, right there.
That not me?
We are sorry for scaring you.
It's not her?
I'm so sorry, Carl. I made a mistake.
I thought this was it. Let's get a taxi. I'm going back to my hotel. I'm tired.
We look again tomorrow?
I don't know, Hung. Right now, I just want to get back to the hotel and go to bed.
Okay.
What was that? What happened?
I think a motorcycle just ran right into us. Car, you need to get out and hide in the hotel now.
We have to help that man. He's just lying there.
People are coming. If that man dies, they will blame you.
But I didn't do anything.
I know, but that's how it works here. You're an American. They kill you if he dies. Come on.
Hmm.
Now don't let anybody in this room. Do you understand? Nobody.
Okay.
No matter what happens, don't open the door.
I understand. Lord, I need your help. I just can't go on. And now this.
Ka! It's me! Let me in! You are a lucky man, Carl Ryson.
Why?
I went down to watch. The man lay there for about 5 minutes. Then all of a sudden, he woke up, got on his motorcycle and drove away.
He's alive?
Yes! Now the people won't come after you. You are safe.
Well, that's a relief.
You look so tired and worn out, Carl.
I am tired.
Then why you do this?
Do what?
Spend all this time and money trying to find you.
What are you talking about, Hung? I told you why.
Carl, we think you are wasting your time. Other people are struggling too and have worse problems than you. My family needs help, and you can see us. We're right in front of you. Besides, she is just a little slave girl now. She accepted it. You should accept it too.
Hung, how can you say that? She's a slave. She's probably working 18 hours a day, getting beaten, starved, and who knows what else. If I live to be 90 years old, I'll never stop looking for Nu. And if you won't help, I'll find other people who will.
Did you get more money from him?
No, he won't listen to me. He only wants to help Nu.
Stupid American! Why help her?
He got angry and said as long as he lives, he will not stop looking for her. I fear what he will do to me if he finds out we know where she is.
Then you must do something.
Hello?
Carl, I'm glad you stay here. We found her.
What? Are you sure?
Yes, be ready to leave in 5 minutes.
Hung, you need to explain to me what's going on right now. Where are we going?
Yesterday, my wife went into a hair and nail salon. Nu was there. Nu cut her hair.
This is so close to the hotel.
You wait here. I'll go inside and get her.
Lord, can this really be happening? I've been looking and praying for this girl every day for the last 2 years. Is it really her? Nu!
Nu. I want you to meet my friend, Carl Ryson.
Hi.
Hi.
Nu, get back inside now. We have customers.
I'm sorry. I must go.
Did you come for a haircut, mister?
No.
Then get out of here.
Oh, I can't believe that was really her. She's alive.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know, Hung. Please thank your wife for finding her, and thank you. Here, some more money for your help.
I go now.
But, Hung, wait! Laura, and get this, the salon is only 3 blocks from my hotel. She's been under our nose the whole time.
Unbelievable. What did she say when you met her?
Hi.
What did you say?
Hi.
That's profound.
Honey, I didn't know what to say. I just stood there. Then the owner of the salon came out and yelled at her, and quick as that, she was gone.
Oh, now what?
I don't know. I wanted to ask Hung how I should proceed, but he took off. Now he's not answering my calls, so I don't know.
I wonder where she goes after work.
Oh, I have no idea. For all I know, she lives in that salon building.
Maybe you could do a stakeout, like the police.
Oh, that's a great idea. And there's a restaurant across the street. I think the salon closes at 9. Yes, I'll take another diet soda, please. Cancel the soda. I need to go. That will cover the meal. Keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
Nu,
Why you follow me? What do you want, sir?
Listen, for 2 years now, I've been looking for you. I am a Christian, and I know you are too. I heard about how your grandmother sold you as a slave, so I came here, and your uncle has been helping me look for you.
You look for me for 2 years? With my Uncle Hong?
Yes.
Uncle Hong always know where I am. He have grandma sell me.
What? I thought he was...
Now you leave, sir. Leave me alone.
No. Wait. Take this. There are pictures of my wife and my daughter. My phone number is in there as well. If you need anything, please call me. We want to help you. Here.
Whatever.
Bye. I was furious at Hung. He had been deceiving me for 2 years, which kept Nu in slavery longer. What I didn't know at the time was that after meeting me, she really didn't like me. She was embarrassed that I was aware of how she'd been sold as a slave. She also didn't like the fact that I had been working with her uncle, who she didn't trust. I wasn't sure how to help Nu, so I returned to the States, and I spent the next 2 months setting up a home to help girls like her. We decided to put it right in her neighborhood. 6 months later, I returned to Cambodia to start the home. While there, I visited Nu a third time. Nu.
It's you again.
Yes, please. Can we talk?
Okay, but I need to start work in 5 minutes.
Well, I'll make this fast. Look, I'm opening a girls' home in your neighborhood. I'm wondering if you would help me?
I don't know.
I need someone to be a house mother. You'd be helping other girls who are at risk while earning money. And you'd have weekends off so you could go to church again if you want. You'd have your freedom back, Nu.
But my owner...
I can deal with your owner.
I have one question for you, Carl.
Okay.
When can I start?
So, that's how we began the organization called Remember Nu. Today, 9 years later, we have homes across the world serving many children. Our goal is to rescue kids from the slave trade through prevention. We identify children at risk, and then, through the homes, we meet their physical, educational, emotional, and spiritual needs. We can name dozens of villages where no child has been sold since we started a Remember Nu home. Well, the glory goes to God. And now, I have someone here who'd like to meet you, someone who's become like a daughter to me. Come on out, Nu.
Hello, everybody.
Hi!
Nu, would you like to say something?
Sure. When my grandmother saw me, it was very terrible. But the first night I was there, I cried out to God and said, "Since this happened to me, would you please use me to stop this from happening to another children?" I asked him to save me so that one day I could help another girl. And God answered that prayer.
Why don't you tell them what you're doing?
Okay, right now I am helping at the training center. So I work with the children that cannot go to college. So I will train them a skill like sewing and making jewelry and doing cards.
Thank you, Nu and Carl. This has been awesome. Thanks to all of you who came to the first missionary adventure camp. I hope you had a great time, got a taste of what missionary life is like, and made some lasting memories. Now, would you please join me in prayer as we close out our time together? Lord, thank you for Remember Nu and the way this organization is helping so many.
Nu, my name is Kitri.
It's good to meet you, Kitri.
I enjoyed hearing about all that happened. That must have been hard.
Yeah, but God is good.
Yeah. Hey, have you heard about the Russian market in Phnom Penh?
Yeah, I have.
I'm writing a story that takes place there. Maybe after camp we could connect and you could describe it for me.
I'd love to do that. Better yet, you should come and visit me in Cambodia.
Now that sounds cool.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode is entitled Remember New. While some of the characters and events are fictional, real people and real events inspired this story. To find out more, please visit our website, brinkmanadventures.com.
Hi, kids. Something interesting happened in the recording of today's episode. We were unable to find an actress to play New, so the entire episode was recorded without that character. Months later, some of our team was attending a conference and learned that New was in the States and would be attending the same conference. They brought some recording equipment, and New was able to play herself. This is just one of the interesting facts you'll find at BrinkmanAdventures.com.